The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Please join with me in prayer. God, with thanksgiving, we gather today to hear your word and apply it to our lives. Send your spirit to inspire us so that we may know, love, and serve the word made flesh through Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. We just experienced the longest night last evening as we marked the winter solstice. This time of year is our geological reminder of the darkness in which we can find ourselves. The gospel writer of Matthew, in some ways, presents a story of the deepest human darkness contrasting with the brightest light of Christ. Surrounding our gospel text, we have the darkness of the religious, and to a lesser extent, the secular authorities of the day. Their power is mostly self-serving. It is typically rigid. It is often cruel, and it is potent and effective. We meet this human power coupled with insecurity early on in Matthew's gospel. King Herod, feeling threatened, chases down families with wee ones, the approximate age of Jesus, in order to massacre these infants and toddlers in order to snuff out the power of the newborn king. A king he cannot identify, so he decides to kill them all, something we call the slaughter of the holy innocents, which forced the Holy Family to become refugees. In opposition to the power of selfish human authority stands the power of God. God's power is free. God's power is flexible, and it is shared with anyone who are open to receiving it. It is vulnerable to attack, but God's power is irresistible in the end. The good news that Matthew shares is that Jesus brings the power of God. Full stop. His name conveys his power. You are to name him Jesus, Joseph is instructed. The name Jesus means he saves. Jesus comes to us, meaning to save us. Saving another. saving someone. That's real power. While our prayers and our presence may bring comfort, relief, and motivation, those of you who have seen a loved one suffer at the hands of addiction know that ultimately you or I do not have the power to save another. Those of us who deeply care for someone who is emotionally and psychologically unable to leave an abusive relationship know that you do not have the power to save them. Even people and groups and nations who revel in their awesome power to defend others in another land are frequently stumped in their efforts to save and nation build or nation rebuild after the conflict is over and the air clears. It seems it's much easier to tear down than build up. Whatever the breakthroughs we might make in science, medicine, technology, or economics, we will never have the true power to save. But the child born to Mary is one that will save. So he shall be named Jesus. This tiny baby lying in a feeding trough has incredible power, divine power. As the result of the overcrowded inns, their shelter will become the most recognizable and most celebrated homeless camp of all time. For all the awesome might that the power to save entails, it can be attacked, opposed, and abused. As Catholic priest James Allison has explained in his work, the power of God has chosen to become vulnerable to us in human form in Jesus Christ. So imagine with me for a moment as we take off our glasses of the 21st century and think of that. Take, for instance, Mary. Mary is pretty much the definition of vulnerable. Childbirth itself is risky. It still entails risk today. But the risks of pregnancy and labor are multiplied exponentially in a pre-scientific time and place like ancient Palestine. Now, supposing she carries the baby to term, and both of them live, then we still have the problem that Mary herself is pregnant and an unprepared single mother with no way to independently support herself in ancient Palestine, where women had no rights. Compounding that problem, Mary now faces the condemnation of a highly traditional society. Jesus is vulnerable to Joseph, too. Matthew reveals that the power of God is prepared to be entrusted to one of the most infamous, brainless, and dangerous aspects of human existence, a dishonored young man living in a highly patriarchal culture in ancient Palestine. Think about it. What might Joseph do to Mary now that her pregnancy will bring shame on him? And suppose the baby is born. How might Joseph treat Jesus? But Joseph is a good man. Joseph is a righteous man who resolved to take Mary as his wife. And as we shall see when we move through Matthew's gospel, or any of the gospels for that matter, Jesus will become increasingly vulnerable to humanity as he ages and assumes his role in his ministry, not less. He will be shown to be susceptible to condemnation, abandonment, torture, execution, and death. So what do we make of Jesus' vulnerable power? I think in part Jesus' vulnerability shows us that God still believes, as God is reported to have said in chapter 1 of Genesis, that our creation is good. And the vulnerability of God's power shows God's confidence in what we can become. The salvation we will receive in Jesus can make us a very different person tomorrow, in spite of how we may find ourselves today. The vulnerability of God also shows that God truly loves us and wants us to be in relationship. For there is no love where there is no risk. You shall name this vulnerable little baby Jesus, Joseph is told. Jesus means he saves. And he shall be called this because this child shall have the power to save his people from themselves. Jesus' coming is the gracious inbreaking of the power of God. We shall call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. We shall call his name Jesus, meaning he saves. God is with us. God will save us. The power of God is coming. And this is where we find ourselves on this fourth Sunday of Advent. So may we respond to God's promise of vulnerable power with the faith and the trust of Joseph and Mary. And may the grace and peace of our Savior, Jesus Christ, be with us all forevermore. Amen.